Yes. This is a cautionary tale. You can take it any which way you wanna. I mean no disrespect, part two. As we just... Alright, let me lead you friend. It was a sunny afternoon somewhere between April, May, or maybe June. The year had been quite busy and I was just taking a break from having to make a tune. I was chilling with my cousin, rude boys undercover, just watching the place. Sitting opposite the tube and this girl walked up and said, I recognize your face. Your name's Ty, isn't it? I seen you in this and that magazine. I was quite chuffed really, looked slyly at my cousin and we both said, seen. 1 month later she phones me up, I'm in the area, can I come up? I'm like, please. Turned to my brethren, said, I love you like a brother, but bruh, you got to leave. You know what I'm saying? You got to leave. Oh my gosh. If you met this girl, right, you understand. You have got to go. Thank you. Check my reflection in the mirror. Spray a little air fresh. Splash a little brute. Answer the intercom. Is Ty there? Oh, she sounds cute. I take her jacket and she's left with a white dress, going from here to here, telling you. I offer her a drink but she only wants water. I'm like, oh yeah. The conversation goes from vague idle chat to thinly veiled come
on. You want me girl?
Blood leaves my brain, my whole body's a drumstick, anxious to drum on. Give me the beat. How shall I approach this? I'm virtually brain dead, plus the line's busy. I begin with a little friendly WWF and touch the titty.
Hold on, titty. What are you doing? Are you trying to touch any of this? Who are you?
Felt so ashamed, had to excuse myself by pretending to take a piss. Walked to the mirror, splashed water on my face and said, man, what is this? Get a grip, Ben, just because the girl's hair doesn't mean you're in. Ha. This sexy bullshit can mess up the play and make you think your love is king. Listen. You know when you're in one of those predicaments where it's like, I can't say that. I left the bathroom with a clear head, expecting her to moan, apologetic in the worst way. She's butt naked on the sofa, smiling like a joker, T.Y. It's your birthday. No, you don't listen. You don't have to ask me what happened next. Anyway, let's just say, mighty fun was had by all. Of course, this is fictional.